How good is Windows 7? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Microsoft's Windows 7 operating system, now in a public test phase, looks to be a whole lot better than Vista, which earned a bad reputation for not playing nice with older peripherals and software. Windows expert Ed Bott, a blogger with ZDNet, says the upcoming Windows 7 is winning praise from even those who are normally critical of Microsoft products.
For Microsoft, Windows 7 is huge. It's their opportunity to basically recover all of the goodwill that they lost with the introduction of Windows Vista.
What are the most important ways in which Windows 7 is different from Vista?
It's faster, noticeably faster on a lot of sort of everyday operations. Probably the biggest advantage is that it's going to just work right out of the box for most people.
And that's been the case even with the beta for Windows 7, the sort of test version that that adventurous computer users sort of download and try, right? I mean, even the beta has been fairly stable.
Oh, absolutely. It's remarkable, in fact, to read what the technical press has been writing about Windows 7. Even people who, you know, technical reporters for the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, who normally are, you know, on their best day, they're sort of grudgingly dismissive of Windows in general, have been saying not just kind things, but excellent things about Windows 7.
Microsoft will likely be releasing what looks to be a really good product in a really bad economy. Do you think that will temper the success of Windows 7?
It's possible, I suppose, but there's an interesting paradox there that could actually help it to be more successful. There's certainly a fair number of people who chose not to buy computers, businesses in particular, deciding to stick with their older Windows XP computer because it worked. Well, sooner or later, those computers have to be upgraded. And if there's now an option available for people that is fast, compatible, and getting good reviews across the board, people might say, okay, it's safe to get back in the water right now. And the real advantage for Microsoft in all of this is that in the robust economy that we had, you know, 2 years ago when Vista came out, people were tempted to and did buy Apple computers. But in today's economy, they're going to look at the price tag on an Apple computer and see that it's $1,000 to $2,000, and they're going to look on the next shelf over and see that $500 or $600 or $700 Windows computer, and they're going to say, you know what, Windows looks like a better deal for me at this point.
Ed Bott, thanks for joining us.
It's been my pleasure, John.
Ed Bott is a blogger with ZDNet. Bott expects Microsoft is trying hard to release the final version of Windows 7 by the end of June. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.